Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship you'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, he, they, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe, what's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Did you like the New England uniforms?
Can we just disconnect for a second, and you can, I'll give you my answer.
So that you can say yes and no one will hear you?
I'll go off the air. I kind of love them.
You know what?
I kind of love them. I think it's really a pretty incredible trick if you are looking at something in this day and age on a state-of-the-art television and think, why does this look like it's in black and white? The shots of just them. Like, I mean, the green field and, of course, the Jets uniforms gave it away. But any time you just saw them, like a close-up of the uniform and the helmet, it looked like you're watching the best black and white TV that you probably never saw, because black and white TVs were never that clear. But I just thought it was a really incredible trick.
I loved the Jet uniforms, by the way.
To pull off. I just loved how it I really liked that little mind game it played on you.
You know, I can't wait for Sigmund Bloom's opinion. The Patriot jerseys, you know, by color, are probably very close to the 60s Bills.
Mm.
It's almost like blue-gray.
What they were wearing last night.
Last night.
Right.
I don't know, Sigmund. I'm not sure of your age, like how far you go back. Even if you're a younger guy, you would know as a lover of football, like you've seen all kinds of, you know, clips from the past. But did you have a take on the Patriot get-up?
Yes. They looked very austere to me, which I guess matches the ethos of the Patriots. I do hope the NFL takes a page from MLB and the City Connect jerseys and tries to make variations on the jerseys, the uniforms, that reflect the connection the people of the area and the city have with the team. But, you know, that's asking the NFL to be a little more human than it is right now.
I like the concept there. I just worry that it would evolve to a point where the Bills are dressed up like chicken wings. And I don't know if we need that.
Yeah, it was like
helmet. The buffalo sauce, blue cheese combination of colors is one that hasn't been explored.
that's probably right. Well, it's great to have Sigmund Bloom on again with us from footballguys.com. Critical times in the fantasy season. Travion Henderson, speaking of the Patriots last night, 3 touchdowns, 2 big ones last week. What was your preseason take on Henderson? If also, Sigmund, just like all the rookie running backs that fell into our lives this year, and Henderson is maybe somewhat of a typical case, I might say, as for a while, you're kind of tempted, you're wondering whether to cut him, and then if you make it this far, you might have found gold.
What's really odd about the rookie running backs this year is that, you know, Omarion Hampton looked very ordinary until Najee Harris went down. Travion Henderson looked pretty ordinary until Ramondre Stevenson missed some games. We're going to see now with J.K. Dobbins probably out this week if R.J. Harvey's the next one. So we can see them in a smaller sample size. Maybe it's something about getting them in the rhythm. Maybe it's something about having the confidence of the coaches or otherwise knowing that they don't have to look over their shoulder, you know, to worry about ball security and things like that because it's their job that really unleashes them. And then also I think it's, as we get deeper in the fantasy football season, those fresh rookie legs, even, you know, guys that can take over, we saw with Kyle Manungai a few weeks ago. So we have to be on the lookout for running backs who might be important just because they haven't played that much.
He's played well enough now a couple weeks in a row that even when Stevenson comes back, which I don't know how imminent that is, like he's still, at worst, you're looking at a timeshare, I would think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, and what he showed against Tampa Bay was really important because he was bottled up on a lot of those runs, but he was there with the stamina. He showed the stamina at the end of the game to be able to outrun the defense and finish that game for them. And even look back at the bench to make sure the coach wanted him to score.
Right.
Well, you know, it sounds good. A timeshare is still a problem. You know, like it's still who gets goal line. He went back to Stevenson even after fumbling earlier in the season, and that was kind of scary. But now I feel like Vrabel had no other choice, Sig, than to play Henderson, and now it's all lovey-dovey, and it's 5 touchdowns in 2 weeks. And, no, they actually always liked him, and, you know, they're rewriting history maybe a little bit. But I think you brought up Harvey. That's an interesting one. He, too, has been not playing much but scoring. And I wonder, how do you feel if he gets a full-time role? That's Kansas City this week.
Yeah, I think that it's something potentially exciting. Now, you don't have the quantum leap forward that we've seen from the Chargers offense and the Patriots offense, a large part because of quarterback play. But you still have an offense that when Bo Nix when it's on, you know, it's such a hot and cold offense. We've seen them in one quarter, but, you know, single-handedly beat teams like Philadelphia and the Giants. So I think he's more of a boom-bust play. But, you know, all the mystery about J.K. Dobbins' foot tells me that this might not just be a one-week audition for Harvey.
Right. With Sigmund Bloom to the Bills, it's been a struggle for them over the last month. Scoring is down and there's a lot of anxiety in the air here about just what they are not in a passing offense. Are you, as we talk fantasy with you all the time, and it's been a team for a couple of years here, since post-Diggs, where they're going through the air is not obvious. And now it's kind of like that we don't think they're going anywhere, and Kincaid is going to miss this week. What are your takeaways about this offense so far?
Yeah, I think they need, especially this week against Tampa, they need to show more. And hopefully Joshua Palmer being back can be that, because before he got hurt, I think they connected Allen to Palmer on a couple of plays in that game and against Atlanta. And that it was, I think, the first time the light turned yellow or orange, not quite red, about, oh, hey, what are the capabilities of this offense when it has to be in a mode where, again, to go baseball, that, you know, their fastball is the running game, and that's great when you are playing with a lead. So I think against Tampa Bay, this is going to be a good test for them because they aren't going to be able to do that in the playoffs against the teams they're going to have to go through to win the AFC championship. And it is reasonable to be worried because when defenses can compress the line of scrimmage. You know, another thing that was really troubling last week, guys, is that it felt like the Bills were a racehorse that didn't have anything for the stretch, and they're used to that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a sense of, oh, okay, we're going to figure out something by the end of this game. And last week, against a team that they've owned, it wasn't there.
Yeah, it was one of these days where every time they put something together, there was a mistake. The good drive gets undone by a Cook fumble. Another good drive gets undone by an Allen fumble. Another good drive gets undone by an Allen interception. And, you know, there you have it. I mean, the turnovers in their losses are it's stark. I mean, that has been the thing that has undone them. So it also, though, I think cuts both ways because it is the kind of thing that can get you to, well, just take care of the ball and they'll probably be fine. But I don't know. Like, I feel like it's sketchier than that.
Oh, it is. And, you know, they still have games left on their schedule that are going to be a test. You know, they don't have any favors from the schedule makers as a division champion. So they may not be a division champion next year. That doesn't mean they won't represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, but it's an uphill battle.
With Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com, Kincaid was starting to become somebody that, you know, in real life and maybe in fantasy, like, you could depend on. Tight end is always, there's always so much, you know, variance at that position with almost everybody. But it's a shame for Kincaid because, well, this is part of his story, the injury history. Yep. It's how, you know, even going into the draft, he didn't work out at the combine, wasn't 100%. So I guess this was a little bit not surprising, but it was starting to happen, Sig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what we need to see happen now is Keon Coleman may be starting to add some of the plays that they envisioned when they drafted him last year. Because, you know, and look, Stevie Johnson, who I got to know back when he was with the Bills, I think he was right to point out the decision to not bring back Mac Hollins. When you watch Mac Hollins and what he is providing, not just on the field, but off the field, you know, that's an element that I think you can feel that it's missing, even though you can't point at exactly what is missing. That energy and that edge, and that just another downfield threat in this offense. They need more.
Well, so the pass catchers are a mystery, and, like, I don't know. I it seems hard to really pin anything down. How do you feel about James Cook going into this game? It's off a game where everyone noticed they didn't get it done on the ground. Now, Tampa's been decent, I think top 10 run defense, but conditions might not be great for passing game on Sunday, like windy, mm-hmm. chilly. Is this feel like a Cook week to you?
It should be. Two of the last 3 weeks, Tampa has seen Jahmyr Gibbs and Trevion Henderson eventually break through and break away from their defense, and that's what we've seen James Cook do so many times over the last two seasons. So it's just about the offense, the defense being able to slow down Tampa. And, you know, their offense, we saw them get into a shootout and win at Seattle against a defense that we can see is one of the better defenses in the league. So James Cook won't matter in the second half if the defense can't slow down Baker Mayfield.
Sigmund, I'm on the Football Guys site right now looking at quarterback rankings for this week.
Right.
And why am I doing that? Because I lost Jackson Dart, refused to play Justin Fields. These are the big money weeks coming up here.
Yeah.
And I've got 7 or 8 available options in this range from, like, 10 to 20-ish in the rankings. This is Brock Purdy, perhaps, for somebody back mm-hmm. from injury. This could be J.J. McCarthy, who hasn't been good yet, so he might be available. But maybe you like the matchup. This could be Aaron Rodgers, same point.
Right.
Jacoby Brissett, Davis Mills, Jameis Winston. I don't know. I don't want to ask you just, like, necessarily about only one of these guys, but how would you feel if you had to sort of roll the dice on one of them? And is there one, maybe one or two you like the most or dislike the most?
I think Davis Mills stands out right away because even when Houston's offense wasn't clicking, they beat Tennessee 26-0, and they should have momentum after his big comeback from 19 points down in the fourth quarter. And then I'll also point out J.J. McCarthy because you're right, Mike. He hasn't really played that well, but he's actually been a solid fantasy quarterback through that time. And he was in one quarter against Chicago in week one. Now he, you know, sometimes we forget he's only had 4 NFL starts. He has a lot of weapons. I think you're going to see the Kevin O'Connell effect on him start to come into play. So there's a lot of upside there this week.
You might want, if I may, you might want depending on your situation, it's also fun to do this, a receiver pairing for one of these quarterbacks. Yeah. And it can be a little bit, you know, gritty, but Naylor in Minnesota has been somebody that McCarthy has turned to. Mariota, Jalen Lane, Brissett, Michael Wilson with no Harrison. Are you feeling that at all this week? One of those?
Sure. Sure. I think that Naylor is someone we have to talk about because last week he caught 5 of 6 targets for 124 yards and a touchdown. Now, for comparison's sake, Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison were targeted 23 times. They caught 7 of them for 82 yards. The two interceptions were deep balls to Justin Jefferson. One of them, Justin Jefferson fell down. Another one, McCarthy put on the hands of Jefferson in the end zone, and he couldn't secure it. Also, McCarthy hit in the first game against Chicago. He got himself calmed down when he hit a 28-yarder to Naylor to set up a field goal right before halftime. When Kevin O'Connell called a pass play to clinch the game against Detroit on the road, it was a pass to Jalen Naylor, and McCarthy converted it. Sometimes it's just that these guys are on the same page, and we want to keep thinking of reasons it's not going to keep happening instead of reasons that it will.
Naylor, Bulldog, you still have time. Jalen Naylor.
Yeah, noted. And by noted, I mean I'm ignoring this.
Oh, come on. That's rude.
Sigmund, what? Not Sigmund's part of the conversation, just yours. No. what do you want to do with the Chiefs this week?
Yeah.
Like, it felt like as they were coming in here to play the Bills a couple of weeks ago, you know, they've got all their guys back, and it's sort of like a throwback to 2021 with Patrick Mahomes, and it's just, you know, they've got all the dudes. And the Bills really did a job on them defensively and really shut that down. They've had the bye, and now they've got Denver, which is a very strong defensive team and a team that they're chasing, much like the Bills are chasing New England. How do you feel about the Chiefs going into Mile High?
Not great for this week. The three times that Patrick Mahomes has faced the Broncos during the Sean Payton era, he hasn't thrown more than one passing touchdown. He threw 2 interceptions in one of the games. The scores of the games were, I think, in Kansas City won 16-14 and 18-9. And in Denver won 24-9. So I don't expect a big week from Kansas City this week, but that doesn't mean that we won't see that high-flying offense later on this year for fantasy. So I wouldn't read too much into this week unless they do dominate that Sean Payton Broncos team for the first time with Mahomes as the quarterback. Then maybe we can be even more confident in them.
Thinking back to sort of trying to find maybe a gem that isn't obvious at receiver on teams, who would your number two guy be for Tampa Bay right now in this game against Buffalo with no Bucky Irving again, no Godwin, of course, no Evans still. Tez Johnson, Otten, someone else? What do you want to do there, if anything?
No, I think it's Tez Johnson. We've seen him get 4 touchdowns in the last 4 games. We saw Jalen McMillan, another rookie, emerge in the same way in the second half last year. Last week, Tampa ran some screens and some plays, but they for Rashad White and Sterling Shepard, when Tez Johnson's the guy with that acceleration, quickness, that they should be getting the ball in his hands. And I think if it is windy and it is going to limit a downfield passing, Tez Johnson makes sense there too. So I would say Tez Johnson, but I would also say that Chris Godwin should be picked up across all fantasy leagues right now because he should be back next week. And the Bucs have a really easy schedule down the stretch. I think that you're going to probably see an impactful player when he gets back out there.
Do you have weather philosophy? So maybe we'll have 20 mile an hour winds here. Last week, I have to admit, I fell for it with the Bears Giants game because they were talking up the wind and everything, and I got off of Caleb Williams and Dart also in another league to play Fields, and I didn't win on that bet because they still got, you know, they didn't do amazing, but they did okay. Do you have a certain school of thought when it comes to weather?
Yeah, I think we see 15 to 20 mile an hour winds at least take away the downfield passing game, and we learn about how quarterbacks can adjust to that. Some do better than others, and I think that's why it's important to look at the specific quarterbacks and also just look at the team's mode of attack. And I think that I wouldn't have any worries about Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield being able to adapt to those conditions, as I would say, like Jared Goff. I think you have to take it on a case-by-case basis, but I think you're right to bring it up. And, you know, on that note, just Buffalo's schedule as far as settings down the stretch is brutal for the potential for weather games, which maybe the way they've reinvented their team might be perfect for them.
After Thursday night in Houston, it's all they have left.
I'm just waiting here to say if the downfield passing game is in trouble, it's not a problem because the Bills don't really have one.
Exactly.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
Pointing at the head, Yeah, they're ahead of the curve.
It's hard to argue with that. Sigmund, how's life? Good?
Outstanding. You know, I think more than ever, Cecil and I in our 20th year of the Audible, you've been part of this story, you and the Bulldog. I've been doing spots with you for a long time, and it's I think, Mike, as you have embraced fantasy football, so has the United States. And it's really fun that it's a community that, you know, it really does bring people together. It sounds like a cliche, including bringing us together. I love our chances to check in.
I think basically what Sigmund has just said is, in a word to describe me, patriot. I mean, that's really what he said here.
Sigmund, just so we're clear, my blowing off the points about Naylor is really just, I only have one team, and there's an eight-move limit, and I realize this week I'm out of moves, and aside from Jalen Hurts, my other two quarterbacks are Flacco and Mac Jones. So I'm pretty cooked. So, Naylor is not going to save me.
Flacco. No.
And I can't get him if I wanted to, anyway, because I can't make any moves.
Flacco. Lock it in. Hey, Sigmund, appreciate your time as always.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com, one of my favorite sites for projections and articles. They have it all. 803-0550 for us. We're at Leo's Pizzeria on Southwestern Boulevard today. Bud Light, Football Friday Bash.
Yeah, stop in. You can scan a code with your phone and be entered to win a drawing to win a Josh Allen jersey. And just like a couple of weeks ago when we were out on Halloween, someone that scans that code today will win the jersey. We have one of these jerseys for each of these appearances we're doing. So swing on by, scan the code, and have some pizza and wings and some beers. Or pop, if you prefer.
Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Just being able to, you know, build up all the running on my knee, which I feel like I have. Again, like I said, I'm ready to go. Just whenever they call me up is when I'm up. My tips come from, you know, the best guys I've ever been around. Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, John Brown, Manuel Sanders. These guys have been able to help me throughout my career, and I just kind of pass it along. And that helped me become a better player when I was here.
Gabe Davis. Are we at that point? Gabe Davis, Mecole Hardman, in fact, perhaps, as well. Are we at that point? Do you think we are? Are we at that point? Are they on the field Sunday? Should they be?
I guess there's a scenario where they both could be if they were to move Davis to the active roster. And then, because we talked this through with Sal, and we'll talk to Sal in a half an hour or so here again today, and pour all this over again, see if there's an update to how he's viewing it. But I'm with Sal. I think what he said yesterday, I don't think they're going to call up Hardman and Davis from the practice squad. You only get two call-ups. I'd be surprised if they could, but I'd be surprised if they did that. So there is a way that both could get in the game, like I just described. If they were to move Davis to the active roster, then call up Hardman and then have another call-up for some other position they feel like they need. But something tells me with Shakir's status being no longer in doubt at all, maybe Hardman waits another week until maybe they feel like there's something he might be able to give them on offense, even just a couple of deep routes. Not that they couldn't do that Sunday, but he just got here. So if I had to bet right now, it would be Davis gets either called up or put on the roster, but Hardman maybe waits because they feel like they can trust Shakir to, you know, they're not exposing him to too much if they have him return punts. That's just a guess for me at this point.
And Palmer is back.
Back, right. The Shakir, I'm glad it's solved because I was last night was thinking about what they would do if Shakir can't play. Because then you have the punt returner question. You've got where's everybody, you know, schematically in your three receiver sets. Like, what are you doing? Like, he's the mainstay in that slot, and they have other guys that can do it, but no one really has. So that would have been a big change that they, I'm assuming, won't have to really deal with because, again, he doesn't even have an injury designation at this point. So he's going to play Sunday, and maybe I'm assuming too much thinking that he'll return punts, but we'll see. They've got a bit of a puzzle there. I think if Davis does get there, either through being signed to the roster or just as a practice squad call-up, I think that will eat into Coleman. If Davis is on the field in this game Sunday, I think you're going to see Coleman's lowest snap share of the season. He's been up in the 70s mostly, maybe even higher than that some weeks. I just think that'll take a dip. Because Davis, to me, is pretty much a plug-and-play replacement for that spot. I think with how he's performed, there's good and bad. Like, I pointed out how Allen missed him a couple times where he actually was open. It's not like he's all to blame, but their passing game is stuck. There are effort questions that are valid. And I think if Davis is up, Coleman is the guy that I think would get dinged. So I'm anticipating that if Davis indeed does play in the game.
You say it's a puzzle. It's probably a missing piece or two. And what's more annoying than that?
Right.
When you're doing a puzzle.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you're missing a key corner piece.
You don't count the pieces before you start.
Not just an edge, but a corner.
A cornerstone piece.
Right.
You want to assume that the right number of pieces are in the box.
I thought I had all the edge pieces. Where is it? Clearly, there's a sailboat here, and this corner. Where is that corner? That's what the Bills are like at receiver. don't know if that, does that work? I hope that works.
So, a little bit. Yeah. I think a little bit.
You opened the door on the puzzle thing.
I did.
Wider. Well, I mean, I said the word, but you.
Sigmund's right about the weather and the rest of the schedule. He talked about it for this game, and he mentioned how if you look at the Bills' schedule, that there's going to be some weather. And it's really every game left, potentially, except next week in Houston, indoors, next Thursday night. But home to the Bucs at Pittsburgh, November 30th. Home to Cincinnati in December, at New England in December, at the Browns. I mean, I want to set the over-under on 4.5 inches of snow for Cleveland on December 21st. Philadelphia here and the Jets here. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah,
waiting.
That's right. I think I hadn't really thought about it. But, yeah, that is where they're at. We're at that time of the year. I guess enjoy Houston next week.
Enjoy Houston. Which might not even be that warm outside, but
right,
still,
but it's
you
fine.
Know.
It's indoors. You know, you're gonna
indoors.
You're gonna get away with it.
So. Well, this is the. We'll talk about this with Sal again, as you said. This is the kind of game. They've only had a few losses like last week's, in all these years under Sean McDermott, and there's rarely another one that's waiting for you. They've already had their two-game hiccup this year. This has been where the Bills tweak and everybody sort of regains their sanity. If they don't, look out.
Like, really, the consistent thing that goes all the way back to the two games they lost is, this happens every year. What doesn't happen is this after it, I think, right? And that's, they don't always run the table, but it is, you know, usually order gets restored relatively quickly. It's one of the reasons why I liked them so much last week. Like, I know what they're lacking and what they're missing and all the things that we talk about, but I still wanted to feel like, you know, I should trust them. They've been excellent for long enough here that they'll know the move. And even as that game was unfolding, I don't know who we talked about this with this week, but it kept being like, all right, well, it's the fourth quarter. That's okay. You know, they'll get there. They got the touchdown. Like, okay, 16-6. Missed the two-pointer. That's okay. They'll find their way. It's going to be ugly. I'm sort of dreading what post-game is going to sound like when they pull this game out 18-16 or something. But, you know, they'll get there. And it just never materialized. So
it's a little bit, maybe, would you say this? The Raven game last year where Baltimore got ahead and the Bills started to move. But then there was the Allen play where he gets hit, the trick
right.
play.
Yep.
And a couple of – maybe there was another turnover, like they just couldn't get there. That was last week.
Yeah.
Because really – I mean, I was with friends. You were working. I was out with friends. And even at 16-0 in the fourth – the Bills had the ball in the early to start the fourth quarter, 16-0. And a couple of my buddies were like, you know they're going to win.
Right.
And I did not know they were going to win, but I just was thinking they probably won't cover.
Turns out you were right. Yeah.
But one of my friends was trying to get action on the Bills winning the game.
Yeah, that's the time to do it. Yeah.
That's the time to, you know.
Right.
But
right.
They had three turnovers. The right. Allen fumble was the one.
Yes,
I would say in Miami.
Because that,
like,
was
right.
at 16-6, and you're driving again, and there's, you know, 6 minutes or whatever left. So, you know, yeah, get that. Yeah, 16-13. All right, Miami's now feeling it. What are they going to do? They're going to just run it into the line and try to run clock. I'm getting the ball back. But that's the thing that gets shook now. Buy that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That has been consistently true of me watching them play. And, you know, games that they lose, the New England win game, for example. Like a game where you just, they're not really doing anything, but it's, you know, the game is still within reach. And I just sort of sit there, not in any kind of, very calm, like, well, they're good, they'll do it. And then they don't. It's like, yeah. And not coming through against Miami in that spot does sort of shake the foundation a little bit for me. I got to admit. That's why I said right at the beginning today, like, I'm of two minds here. Tampa's not coming in here and winning in November. Get out of here. What can I really do on offense exactly? The weather is a factor on top of it. Like, I don't know. I don't think I would, if they'd pulled that game out last week, I'd be picking the Bills minus the 5.5 or whatever the number is.
But you're not.
But I'm not. I'm not. I don't. My trust is shaken. They need to regain my trust.
Oh, listen to that. Throw it down. Bet the under. Tampa Bay's offense has not been really clicking for a while. They're down guys.
I don't like hearing. Didn't Sam say that's gone pretty down? Pretty like it was 49 earlier in the week, and it's down like 46. Was that the game he was talking about?
Maybe
I think it was.
Yeah. I don't really look at the totals too many times.
I would have liked
I should.
Same. I often feel like if I'm putting a parlay together, like on a single game, I get to that and just go, like, that's going to be the piece I regret. No.
The total?
I just don't want – no. So I very rarely do it.
Well, I know from watching Bet Sweats – how, like last week, on Monday, they were grousing about how the late games on Sunday were all blowouts where the favorites won and they all went over. And I think, not that you have to care, but I think bettors who consider themselves sharp, just like, you don't know what to do with that. Like, those are both, Sam loves his underdogs. And you're trying to be contrarian and you're trying to find, you know, your buddy that you don't really think knows anything. You want to go against, if he tells you what he wants, you want to go the other way. And then you had Detroit, Washington, Seattle, Arizona, and one other game late last week that were all almost the same score. Rams, Niners.
Yeah.
44-22, two games that ended 44-22. And then another was like 46-24 or something like that. I think guys like Sam don't like losing to that. You know,
right. Just,
we want to bet unders. You want to bet underdogs and those games didn't give you either. So we'll see. Sunday, the Bills are a 5.5-point favorite. Well, I'll check on the total, but maybe it is in the 46 range. Sal, coming up at 5, we are at Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. There's a shower starting. We're not the only event here today.
Oh, look at I see a shower.
There's a section of the bar area that's reserved for Amanda's shower.
All right.
It's one way to do it. Doesn't all have to be like a Sunday morning.
Yeah, right.
They bring you, you know,
Friday night happy hour shower. I love it.
Friday night happy hour shower. We are privy.
Is it a? Do you happen to know? Is it a wedding shower or a baby shower?
I know nothing.
Okay.
I just there's a sign.
Here's usually a clue about that is if it's a baby shower, I'm pretty sure there'd be and like big boxes of diapers.
Yeah.
Although that's a specific kind of that's a diaper party maybe, not a shower.
No. I don't see that many presents, but I see people.
I am muddying the waters unnecessarily.
There's a shower here if you want to, you know, not be at it.
The total on the Bills game right now is 46.5.
Near it. Yes, 46.5.
Yeah.
Sal coming up at 5. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.